This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم بارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وبعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدى هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. My brothers and my sisters in Islam, my brothers and my sisters in Islam, in this month of Ramadan, in this month of worship, in this month of Quran and Siyam and Salah and Zakat and I'tikaf, in this month of Ibadah, the Muslimin have a real test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that test is not the fasting. That test is not the Taraweeh. That test is not the Sadaqah and the Zakat. That test is not the i'tikaf. It is the constancy of these things that is the real test. The regularity of the acts of ibadah, that is the real test. The test is not that you have prayed Taraweeh. The test is whether you have prayed Taraweeh every day. The test is not whether you have perfected Siyam one day. The test is whether you have perfected Siyam every single day. The test is not whether your heart connects with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that night of Laylatul Qadr. Rather, the test is whether you are doing it every single day of Ramadan and thereafter in the months after Ramadan. The greatest test of Ramadan, ya ikhwati, my brothers and my sisters in Islam, the greatest test of Ramadan is not the different acts of ibadah, it is the constancy of the acts of ibadah. And is there anyone amongst us except that we fail in this test? In this test of constancy, how many of us can say we are as firm on our Taraweeh as we were on the first day of Ramadan? How many of us can say we are truly tasting the sweetness of our fasting today, just like we tasted the sweetness of our fasting the very first day we started? How many of us are also continuing on our reading of the Quran, just like we started the first day, that we are still continuing on today, the 17th perhaps, supposed to be on the 17th Juz? How many of us are giving charity regularly, just like we started on the very first day? وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. And how few of my slaves are thankful. How few of the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are thankful. The scholars of Islam, they say, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happens by the mouth, by saying, Alhamdulillah, you praised Allah. But shukr, praising Allah and thanking Him, thanking Allah does not happen simply by saying, Alhamdulillah. It happens with your actions and your deeds. You prove it with your constancy and with your steadfastness. Ya ikhwati, how many of us are truly thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by being constant in our ibadah? Ya ikhwati, by the middle of Ramadan, there is no one amongst us that except that we feel tired. When it comes to the morning or Taraweeh or any of the other acts of ibadah, we have drained out. We feel like, where is that sweetness that I used to get? I don't get it anymore. And the only way you try and remind yourself that you should keep it up is there's only 15 days to go. Only a few more days to go before Ramadan is finished. And so you have to remind yourself of how little less you have to do. How little there is to do before Ramadan finishes. And with that you try and constant and be constant. However, my brothers and sisters in Islam, I have something better for you. I have something better for you. Whenever you feel like you're going down in your acts of ibadah, whenever you feel like it's getting too much and I'm not feeling the sweetness anymore, whenever you feel like I'm weakening in my acts of ibadah and I cannot keep it up, I can't keep the tasalsul, I cannot keep the steadfastness, I'm loosening in my grip upon my acts of ibadah, then I urge you to read the surah that was revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to keep him constant and firm despite all the difficulties. Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he says in his fatawa, to be constant upon your acts of ibadah is even more difficult, is even more difficult than staying away from the haram. Can you believe what the scholars say? That to be constant upon your acts of ibadah, doing it regularly, is even more difficult than staying away from a beautiful woman, is even more difficult than doing all the other haram and staying away from that haram. Because truly, ikhwati, nothing is more difficult than being constant on acts of ibadah. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, he says, patience is of three different levels. He says in his tafsir, patience and sabr is upon thalatha maratib, three different levels. The lowest of patience, the person who has the lowest of patience is the one who has patience when the musibah of Allah comes. When a musibah strikes you, like your parents have passed away, your children pass away, or someone has, unfortunately, beloved person of you has an accident, or you lose your job, and to be patient upon that time, it is the lowest of patience. Then he says, the middle level of patience is to stay away from those things which Allah has made haram. Is to stay away from the maharim of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the middle level of patience. And the highest level of patience, he says, is to be constant upon doing that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made obligatory upon you. Because that is the most difficult thing. To do those things which though they are so little and so small, but it is to be done constantly. That is the difficult thing, ya ikhwati, my brothers and my sisters in Islam. Ask yourselves, how many of you, those who have wives, my brothers in Islam, how many of you is it difficult upon you to kiss your wife every day, to be kind and merciful to her, to wash the dishes and vacuum the floor every day? You would rather not do that, but take her away for a holiday once in a while. Because constancy in doing something is more difficult than doing something big once in a while. But ya akhwati, Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said in the authentic narration from him, which is marfu', he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the small deeds that are done regularly more than the big deeds that are done once in a while. You might do hajj once in 5 years. That is not as beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as that constant act of charity that you can do every single day. It was only two rak'ahs that Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to pray after every wudu. Two rak'ahs only. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him in the authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim, Ya Bilal, I have seen your footsteps before me in Jannah, Ya Bilal. How? Nothing, Ya Rasulullah, except I do two rak'ahs after every single wudu. That's it. Constancy in acts of ibadah is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than anything else. Ya ikhwati, my brothers and sisters in Islam, there is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that was revealed for people to be constant on the acts of ibadah. What was that? What was the verse? What was the surah that was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It is Surah Sharh. Have you ever thought about the tafsir or the meaning of Surah Sharh? It was the verse, it were the groups of verses, the surah that was revealed to the Prophet ﷺ when he was weary of all the difficulties that he was in. Imagine the difficulty upon the Prophet ﷺ. Ya ayyuhal muzammil qumil layla illa qalila. Stand up the nights in prayer. Meaning he was doing tahajjud every single night. The scholars of Islam say the Prophet ﷺ never missed his tahajjud on any night except when he was traveling or he was sick or he was in jihad. Other than that, he never ever missed his tahajjud. Can you imagine how difficult it must have been for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he had no food, no rest in the morning, deep heat, despite all of this, to be constant on his ibadah. So Allah revealed to him a very beautiful surah, and he revealed so that all of Muslimin and the Ummah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam can remind themselves through this surah. What is this surah? Alam nashrah laka sadarak. The very first thing you forget, ya akhwati. The very first thing that a person who is feeling like all his acts of ibadah is too much on his head, he can't do it anymore. It's too much, ya Rab. I can't do it anymore. Can't get off of Fajr. I can't keep giving charity every day. I can't, ya Rab. The very first thing that you tell a person who is feeling the difficulty of all the acts of ibadah piling up upon him is, imagine what would happen if you didn't have all of this hidayah. Where would you be? What God would you be worshipping? Under which stone would you be crawling under? Which animal would you be worshipping? Which idol would you be worshipping if Allah didn't guide you to Islam? What firaq, what sect, what misguidance, where would you be if Allah did not guide you to Islam? Alam nashrah laka sadrak. The first thing for anyone who is feeling like his acts or ibadah are too much for him is to remember, did Allah not guide our hearts? Did Allah not guide our hearts to Islam? Alhamdulillah alladhi hadana li hada wa ma kunna linahtadiya laula an hadana Allah. Next time you stand up for your taraweeh and you say, oh, my bones are aching, oh, I can't do this anymore, it's affecting me, think about alam nashrah laka sadrak. Did Allah not guide you to this? Which other god would you be worshipping? What other act would you be doing if Allah did not guide you to this act of ibadah? Are you not thankful? Alam nashrah laka sadrak. Did we not guide your heart to this deen and to this guidance? The second thing, ya akhwati, is that the person who forgets and who thinks all his acts of ibadah is too difficult upon him, not only fails to realize Allah guided him to something which is so precious, but fails to realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the process of guiding him through all of this, forgave his sins and is forgiving his sins that he is earning every day. There is no one amongst us except that we are earning sins every day. It is for this reason, ya akhwati, we need these acts of ibadah to be constantly removing our sins. And that is why the second verse says, Alam nashrah laka sadrak wa wada'na anka wizrak. And we have forgiven you your sins. So next time, remember, ya akhwati, why is Allah guiding you to this? Why should I be constant on my ibadah? Because I have so many sins and I need to remove my sins. I need repentance. As the Prophet ﷺ said, every single deed to another deed removes the bad deeds in between. Look at salah. The Prophet ﷺ said, when a person says Allahu Akbar and stands for salah, all his bad deeds are put on his shoulders. Then when he says Allahu Akbar and goes into ruku', his sins fall off his shoulders. Authentic hadith reported in Musnad Imam Ahmed. Ya ikhwati, we all are sinning every day and we need our sins to be forgiven. And that is why we need to be constant in our ibadah, because doing good deeds removes sins. And that is the second thing to remember. Wa wada'na anka wizrak. Have we not forgiven your sins? This is a message to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but to us as well. Is Allah not forgiving a sin through all the good deeds we're doing? Absolutely. Do we not do sins all the time? Absolutely. So why are we being lax on this ibadah? Don't we need this ibadah? Absolutely. So let's focus and get our energy back again and concentrate on this act of ibadah. Wa wada'na anka wizrak. And number three, the third thing. Ya ikhwati, does anyone here, is there anyone here except that we are under constant difficulty? Is there anyone here except that we are under constant threat from our enemies, from the shaitan, from all the musibah and masa'ib that Allah has created in this dunya? Ya akhwati, is there anyone amongst us except that we are under constant threat of being attacked by the shaitan, from the ins or jinn, or difficulties in this dunya? So Allah says a third reason why we should be constant on our acts of ibadah. Do you know why? Alladhi anqadha dhahrak. The one who protects you and who has protected your back, meaning the one who defends you from all the difficulties in this dunya. So next time you remember when you stand up for taraweeh and you get lax. Didn't Allah guide us to this? Don't I have sins I need to repent from? Isn't there a lot of musibah out there that I need protection from? That's why I need to be concerned in this act of ibadah. The third reason, Alladhi anqadha dhahrak, the one who defends you when you are asleep, the one who protects your back when you cannot protect your own. Alladhi anqadha dhahrak, the one who protects your back. And number four, have you realized this, ikhwati? That with our acts of ibadah, Allah is raising us. Allah is glorifying us. Allah is raising our levels in akhirah. Allah is mentioning us with those that are with them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is raising our mention. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, verse number four. And we have raised your mention. To Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has raised his mention. Every single prophet has been called by his first name in the Quran, except for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Never has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya Muhammad. He has said, Ya Musa, Ya Isa, Ya Yahya. But he has never ever said, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It has always been, Ya Ayyuhan Nabiyyu. O Messenger of Allah, O Prophet of God, my brothers and my sisters in Islam, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Has Allah not raised you up? Has Allah not given you weight? Has Allah not raised your mention? Has Allah not ordered you and ennobled you? He has. With every act of ibadah, your status grows in this dunya and the akhirah. The angels will call you by the best of names. Your status in Jannah grows with every single good deed that you do. And by Allah, Allah mentions you with those that are with Him. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Four reasons for you to be constant in the act of ibadah. Number one is Alhamdulillah for Allah guiding us. If I did not have this guidance, where else would I be? Number two, I've got so many sins, so I need to concentrate on this act of ibadah to wipe them out. Number three, there's so much dangers for me and my family. I need protection, so I need to act on this act of ibadah so Allah protects me. And number four, Allah is raising me up. Allah is raising my mention. Allah is honoring me. That's the fourth reason. And then Allah says, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Verily with difficulty is ease. Verily with difficulty is ease. So if you're in difficulty now, if you're in difficulty, then ease will come right after. If you're in difficulty now, then don't worry, ease will come right after. Ramadan does not continue for more than 30 days. You don't have a 31 days of Ramadan. After difficulty will come ease. After this test will come ease. The day of rejoicing, the day of Eid. After every difficulty will come ease. After every difficulty will come ease. فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. And the final advice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that everyone has that patience in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has that strength in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The final advice for those people who need to recollect and be steadfast upon this religion and upon the acts of ibadah. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. So when you go out in the path of Allah, or in the tafsir of the Quran, it is mentioned that when you do acts of ibadah, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. Meaning that when you have left your acts of ibadah and finished from your faragta means, farag means when you have finished, when you have farag, which means you have an escape or you have free time. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ means when you have finished your acts of ibadah and you have free time. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. What is ansab? What does it mean? It means that you should seek reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you've finished your acts of ibadah, ذَهَبَتِ الظَّمَاءُ وَابْتَلَّتِ الْعُرُوقُ وَثَبَتَتِ الْعَجَرُ inshaAllah. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after you finish your fasting. What does it mean? That is when you're seeking the ajr of Allah. Alhamdulillah, I fasted. My veins have been wetted. Oh, my thirst is gone. And inshaAllah, the ajr is written for me. This is fansab. This is to seek the reward from Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ قَامَ رَمَضَانْ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا. In other hadith, he said, مَنْ صَامَ رَمَضَانْ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا. Whoever fasts Ramadan, whoever stands up Ramadan with iman and ihtisaban, meaning asking Allah for reward, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ, then he is forgiven all his past sins. It is for this reason why our sheikhs and our scholars used to say, when you feel hungry and thirsty in Ramadan, then look up to the heavens and say, Ya Rabbi, if it was not for you, I would have drunk. Ya Allah, if it was not for you, I would have eaten. No one would have known. Oh Allah, if it's not for you, I would have eaten, Ya Rabb. Or remove this thirst or this pain that I feel in my body if it's not for you, Ya Rabbi. So look up to Allah, fansab, and ask Allah for your reward every time your pangs of hunger or you feel thirsty in your mouth. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. When you finish your acts of ibadah, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His reward. That will give you constancy in your act of ibadah. And finally, the final verse. وَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَى رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. And to your Lord, go back with your hearts. Meaning, ask Allah. وَإِلَى رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. Meaning, ask for that which is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. Ya ikhwati, what is with Allah except Jannah? What is with Allah except safety from the fire? What is with Allah except companionship with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What is with Allah except the highest of gardens? Ya ikhwati, my brothers and my sisters in Islam, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. When you have finished your acts of ibadah, إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. Then seek your reward from Allah. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ورسائل المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. My brothers and my sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إن الذين قالوا, verily those who say ربنا الله, Allah is our Lord, ثم استقاموا, then they remain steadfast on their ibadah, steadfast upon their tawheed. What will happen to you when you die? تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَ. The angels will descend upon them at the moment of their death. They will say, أَلَّا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. Take the glad tidings. لَا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Do not be afraid, nor do you grieve. And take the glad tidings of Jannah that you have been promised. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. We are your helpers in this life. And also, we are now the bringers of glad tidings in your death. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ. And for you is whatever your hearts desire. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. For you is whatever you ask for. نُزُولًا مِّنْ غَفُورٍ رَحِيمٍ. A beautiful dwelling from the most merciful, the most forgiving God. My brothers and my sisters in Islam, if you can remain constant in your acts of ibadah, if you can remind yourself of the lessons of Surah Sharh, every time you become weak, you will become steadfast. You will be like the steadfastness of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, the steadfastness of Musa, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, the steadfastness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when Allah ordered him and said, wasbir kama sabara ulul azmi min ar-rusul, and be patient of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, like the patience of the greatest of the messengers of God. Meaning, be constant on your acts of ibadah, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, like the greatest of the messengers of God were constant in the acts of ibadah despite all difficulty. My brothers and sisters in Islam, if we do that, then our angels will come down at the time of our death and give us glad tidings. And it is because of this, Ya Ikhwati, and to help us succeed in this dunya and the akhirah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a beautiful day, the night of Laylatul Qadr. The night of Laylatul Qadr, the scholars have differences on which night it is. Ibn Hajar rahimullah mentions in Fathul Bari, there are 40 opinions on which night Laylatul Qadr night is. 40 opinions. Some of the opinions even state it's outside of Ramadan. But 30 opinions state it is within Ramadan. The strongest of the two opinions is either that it moves around in one of the 10 nights, mostly the odd nights, it either moves around, or the second most strongest opinion is that it is the 27th night. Al-Hasan al-Basri rahimullah, he said, رَاقَبْتُ الشَّمْسِ. I saw the sun after each of the nights of the 10 nights for 50 years. And I found that the sun was without rays on the 27th night, on the morning of the 27th day for 50 years of my life. The strongest opinion is that Laylatul Qadr is on the 27th. However, there's also many strong hadith that show that Laylatul Qadr could be on the 25th and 23rd. There are three authentic hadith in Abu Dawood and in Tirmidhi and others that Laylatul Qadr is on the 23rd of Ramadan. Also in one authentic hadith in Bukhari, the Prophet ﷺ said, I saw myself prostrating on mud on the night of Laylatul Qadr, and that was on the 21st night. It rained in Medina. So the scholars of Islam say, therefore, Laylatul Qadr night moves around. And before you think it's odd days from the beginning, remember that also it could be 30 days and odd from the ending as well. And that is why the authentic hadith in Muslim, it also says, fi sab'in yabqa, khamsin yabqa, thalathin yabqa, meaning 3 days remaining, 5 days remaining, 7 days remaining, meaning odd from the beginning or odd from the end. So therefore, doesn't matter odd or even. It doesn't matter odd or even. Every night of Laylatul Qadr, of the last 10 nights, is a high possibility of Laylatul Qadr. And the highest possibility is 27th night. But if you really, really do not want to miss Laylatul Qadr, then do not miss the last 10 nights, any one of the 10 nights. Because by Allah, it could be one night and you could have missed 83 years of acts of ibadah if you were just careless and just wait for the 27th. So be of those people that struggle to make your nights alive. Do not sleep. The Prophet ﷺ never slept the nights of the last 10 nights. He used to knock on the doors of his wives and he used to say, أَيْقَذُ أَهْلَ هَذِي الْحِجَرِ فَرُبَّ كَاسِيَةٍ فِي الدُّنْيَا عَارِيَةٍ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Wake up the women of these homes, for indeed the one who is clothed today may be naked in the hereafter. Ya ikhwati, do not sleep the nights of Laylatul Qadr. Take those times out and pray the night. And the acts of ibadah that is well known is reading the Quran in your salah. If you cannot do so while standing, because you cannot, then sit and read your Quran in your salah and stand up the nights of those last 10 nights in your acts of ibadah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ennoble you, glorify you in this dunya and the akhirah, raise your levels in Jannah and give you a place, and me and you a place with our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثم اعلم أيها المسلمون أن الله أمركم في القرآن الكريم قائلا جل جلاله وتقدست أسماؤه إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم اغفر المسلمين والمسلمات المؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم انصر دينك وكتابك وسنة نبيك صلى الله عليه وسلم عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينحى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقيموا الصلاة